Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And boy, howdy, am I excited about how you're using my website, our website. We're just so excited about all the people who are using it and taking advantage of it. It's just so nice to see all of you doing that. And because we work hard to make something available to you that will help you. It's all free. Everything there is free except my books. We ask you to pay for those, which we would like for you to do that too if you want. You can find those there. But mainly, we've got a lot of good information, much of it which has been provided by our good friend Bill Hubbard. William Hubbard is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and a bunch of other stuff, including as everything you'd ever want to know about HIPAA, which is something we're going to talk about today. And he's our good friend Bill Hubbard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here. And this is not, we're not going to talk about a jungle animal today. We're going to talk about a federal law that deals with the privacy and security of medical records. And sometimes its reach is like that of a jungle animal, but it's not something that sits in the river.
Well, but before we do that, Bill, we have to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Right.
I'm up in the Chicago area where we turn the river green, and
there's some serious St. Patrick stuff going on in Chicago, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And the beer's green too, isn't it?
Who?
The beer.
Oh, the beer. Yes, it is.
Come on, Bill.
I thought you said bear.
No, the beer.
Chicago bear.
No, not the bears. The beer.
Yeah, the beer is green.
The beer is green. The river's green. And
the milkshakes are green.
Yeah, the milkshake. Exactly. It's a serious St. Patrick's Day celebration up there. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. And now let's get back to the big fat animal, the hippo. Actually, some people probably feel like it's a big fat animal in their office, don't they?
Well, some of them do, and it's been around now for 3 years in terms of the regulation. Actually, the law goes back to 1996.
Tell us what it is.
And it's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, and the acronym is HIPAA. And when I give presentations on this, I say we're not talking about a jungle animal, but we're talking about a federal law that its reach goes beyond the healthcare providers and insurance companies that are identified as covered entities, and its reach really reaches into literally every employer mm-hmm. and every employee or every consumer in terms of providing some rights relating to medical privacy and some responsibilities in terms of how employers and the healthcare industry deals with medical information and the steps that they take to protect and secure that information.
The first wave of the law had to do with just maintaining the privacy of folks, right?
Maintaining the privacy. Actually, there was another phase that occurred before you and I talked about the privacy issues, and that was a segment that dealt with what's referred to as transactions and code sets. And that's the manner in which the healthcare industry codes your health claim.
Right.
So there was 100 different formats of that, and they've tried to come up with a more consolidated, uniform standard version of that.
But
so
that was an industry. That was pretty much a medical industry focused issue.
Yeah.
Came the one that got out that basically covered everybody, and then next came the issue of securing that information, which is the last thing as I remember, Bill. But the point I was going to make is, if folks are saying, well, why should I want to listen to this? Is this something that concerns me, or I don't think it concerns me? Well, here are the people that it affects. If you have a business that has employees, it affects you because your employees everybody has medical information that you're going to have access to at some point in time.
Yes, and you need to protect that information. Another key factor is that your firm could be identified as a covered entity subject to the law and subject to its enforcement if, in fact, you have a health benefit plan set up where you are self-insured or where you are providing some sort of a reimbursement benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to reimburse those employee claims, you're receiving some kind of documentation that says, Joe Blow went to the doctor and here's his bill for $45 for his office visit. If you're receiving information of that degree of detail and paying the employee or reimbursing the doctor, then that makes your firm a covered entity. So that's part of the issue, is a lot of employers may be covered that they don't realize they are.
Now, some companies, Bill, are just writing their employees a check to contribute toward their HSA, the health savings account.
Right.
Does that make them a covered entity?
That I would say no.
Because basically the employee goes and gets their own policy.
Yeah.
Right?
If the extent of that is just like giving them another paycheck,
right,
then you're not really getting into detailed health disclosure information.
But if the person sits down in front of you and tells you about their medical condition and why they're going to be off work or whatever, and you don't protect the information that they've given you, that's a violation, isn't it?
That certainly can be, especially if you're the identified as a covered entity. And even if it's not a violation under the federal law, there are various state laws that likewise say protect the confidentiality of health information and of personnel records.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole host of resources here that come into play. We're talking about the HIPAA one because there's an impending deadline on April 21 of 2006, which focuses on small health plans, which are those health plans that have less than $5 million in receipts that they're paying out. But wherever you are, if you're getting private information on employees, health information, you need to make sure that that information is protected, is secured.
So if the receptionist takes a phone call from one of the employees and the employee, you know, shares a lot of stuff with them about their medical condition and why they're not back to work yet, et cetera, should we go to that receptionist and say, look, that information is not to be spread around the office. You're not to share that with anybody else. Should we do that sort of thing?
I would recommend that, and I would also recommend that the receptionist say, well, I really don't tell me all the details. Here's my boss, Mr. Jones,
right,
or Mrs. Jones, and provide that to them because it's their information for their specific knowledge, not for me to be aware of.
We should also probably tell our employees, if you have this information about yourself, please don't tell it to everybody, you know, because, anyway, that would be very good advice. Then we come back after these messages, Bill. Something happened in the Senate this week that I wanted to ask you about and how this will affect HIPAA. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
That's what I want.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and many other publications that you can find at his website. Bill, give it to us, please.
www.hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Two B's and two T's, but also you got a medical privacy website too, don't you?
Yeah, medicalprivacy.info, and that has information that addresses the topic we're discussing today, the medical privacy rule, the medical security, or the HIPAA security rule, and I've got books and publications and CDs that talk about each one of those regulations and how to implement corrective action and preventative action to comply with that law, or in the case of the security issues that we're talking about today, whatever data you have on your computer and you want to protect the security of that data, the HIPAA security rule and the procedures that I've outlined in the CD that I sell gives good practical advice to protect the information inside your computer.
Bill, would it be a good idea to sit all of our employees down and if we have that kind of information is in the office and say, okay, to our best efforts, we're going to protect whatever information you give us. But if you tell someone about your medical condition, you need to assume that they're going to tell somebody else.
Yes.
So if you don't want other people to know about your medical condition, don't tell anybody. And if you do, don't be surprised and upset if a third person finds out about it. Because I don't think it's an employer's responsibility to manage the gossip.
Well, that's true.
But is that an exposure that employees have?
The employee in the scenario that you've given has the exposure, because if an employee discloses private information, then they have no privacy rights relating to that information because they have disclosed it. So you need to be very careful who you give your information to and how it is intended to be used.
And one of the ways that it could be used against you would be in a future job reference.
That's possible.
Because if someone says, you know, if someone calls back for a reference, that information could be given out, couldn't it?
It could be. Now, from an employer standpoint, if they become privy to information, they should only use it for the specific job-related purpose. And generally, considering health conditions for an employment decision is, in fact, contrary to the law. The Americans with Disabilities Act says don't do that. And also the HIPAA regulation says don't use health information that you glean through health benefits for employment decisions. So taking that information and using it in that way, the employer would then be violating one or two or more laws.
Right. What would a complaint look like? If an employer got into a bind over HIPAA, what would be a typical complaint? What would it look like, and what would be the course of action that would be taken?
Very likely the complaint would be my information was disclosed to somebody that it should not have. In fact, during my research for part of our story today, I came up with actually a criminal complaint where an individual who worked for a healthcare agency took payment information from a patient that was part of their credit card used to pay for the services, and they used that information for a identity theft circumstance and opened up a new credit card and then began charging to that patient's name. So, and that individual was ultimately caught, and then there was a criminal charge against the individual for that wrongful
action. But the individual, but not the company.
In that case, it was just the individual.
Because it was clear that the company wasn't responsible for the infraction.
That's true. Another factor is that HHS, the Health and Human Services agency that enforces HIPAA, has issued an opinion letter that says our primary focus for enforcement is the covered entity organizations, which means we're going to go after the employers who hold health information for disclosures rather than individual private employees, unless there is a very serious, egregious instance like the one example that we discussed a moment ago.
Now, simply providing health insurance for your employees doesn't make you a covered entity, right?
Correct.
Doesn't give you any extra. Doesn't give you extra exposure. It doesn't. In other words, if I understand what you're saying, if you're a covered employer, meaning you have like a self insurance type of program, that adds an extra layer of fiduciary responsibility on you that you wouldn't have if you just provided insurance for your employees.
Yes, very well.
Is that correct? For example, I was going to get back to what happened in the Senate this week. It looks like small business health plans are going to go through where small business owners can band together and buy insurance across state lines. And all that will mean is that more and more small businesses will be able to provide health insurance policies for their employers. That doesn't increase the exposure, does it?
As long as there's a third party involved with that and the employer is not seeing those claims and is not paying information based upon those claims, but rather is dealing with like another insurance company.
They're basically writing an insurance policy check.
Then that agency or that organization that provides that combined insurance is really going to be the covered entity.
I see.
So the employer's role in many regards would be a better way to go, because you're not exposing yourself to that private information with an added responsibility to care for it.
Bill, give us the website again, please.
Hubbard.com or medicalprivacy.info.
Anything you need to know about this issue, folks, Bill is the expert in the galaxy. So check it out at his website at Hubbard.com, 2 B's, 2 T's. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Good job. See you next time.
Glad to be here, and happy St. Patty's Day to everybody.
Right back to you. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar, another of our favorite Irishmen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.